Nassib, highest player on our board. So we talked about early this morning that if he was still there, we would know we were going to pass him up again because he was has too much value. We've been thinking about developing a quarterback behind Eli for a while now, and we think this is a perfect opportunity for us to get a young quarterback with a lot of talent. You know, very smart, high test score, very productive. And again, the value was too high for us to move on from. And a little bit when Barkley went, we were like, "Wow, this guy's he's not going to be there." And so we thought it was in our best interest to move up a few spots if we could. And we made several calls and finally got somebody who wanted to make the trade, and we did it. So, any questions?
It's kind of interesting that you pick a guy who's very highly rated, but at the same time, I assume you hope he doesn't.
Yeah, if he doesn't ever play, but that'd be great. That'd be great. That's a good problem to have. That's a good problem to have. But if you know if he needs to play, we're hoping that at whatever time that is, that you know he'll be up and ready to go if it ever happens that way. And with respect to how many quarterbacks we'll keep on the roster, we don't know. We used to keep three quarterbacks all the time, and then we went to two. For the last several years, we've only kept two quarterbacks and usually have a guy on the practice squad. Well, we could very well keep three quarterbacks. So we'll make that decision when it's time. Right now, we have four quarterbacks on the roster.
Does he have, I mean, obviously, does he have any special teams value at all?
I'm sorry?
Does he play special teams at all? Is he that athlete enough to do that?
NASA?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. No.
Well, just in terms of, you know, keeping a roster spot for him.
No, Tommy, he's a quarterback. No, I don't think it's our best interest to play him on special teams.
Jerry, you said you wanted to develop a quarterback for years now,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I think a lot of us assume, well, you're going to take one in the later rounds, you know, try to cultivate one. You actively went up to get this guy.
Well, the value was there. You know, it was just too much value. And we thought, to be honest, we thought the kid would probably get picked in the second row over there. And we're over here in the fourth row, and he's still on the board, so... You know, just makes sense for us to take the value.
Did you talk to him?
Coach Coughlin talked to him.
Hey, I mean, I imagine that must have been an unusual. I mean, I'm sure he didn't see this coming. I mean, you know, it's like, you walk to the Giants, we hope you never play.
Well, you know, again, you never be surprised in a draft. You know, anything can happen, and it can happen quickly. So he may be a little bit surprised, but I think he's very excited about coming over here.
I don't know. What round grade did you have on him, if you don't mind saying?
I can't tell you that. We had a good grade on him.
Jerry, why did you think he dropped?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Like I said, you know, people, you never know why guys drop. But we think he's has the skill set to be a starter at some point in the league. We think he'd be a terrific backup. But we'll see where it goes.
Do you expect to take, you know, four quarterbacks to training camp at least?
We're not sure yet. We'll see. We'll see how the spring goes. I'm not sure if we'll take four quarterbacks to camp or not. Can't answer that right now.
You mentioned Barkley. If he had dropped a couple of more spots, would you have jumped up there to get him?
We didn't have Barkley rated as high.
Didn't?
No.
And, Jerry, when you talk about his game specifically, what is it that you like? I mean, how strong is his arm?
Well, he's got the arm strength. We like the accuracy about him. We like that it factor on him. You know, when I first watched him, he reminded me of the quarterback at Cincinnati that played at TCU. What's his name?
Andy Dalton.
He reminded me of Dalton in some ways when I first saw him. It's like, wow, you know, this kid reminds me of Dalton. But our scouts liked him. You know, our coaches like him. Our quarterback coach likes him. Too much value. You know, picked the highest guy on our board. He's the highest guy on the board. We picked him.
Was he your highest rated?
Was he our highest-rated quarterback?
Yeah.
He was not.
He was not.
Wait, how do you determine when's the right time to – you talked about potentially finding, you know, someone to groom behind Eli. How do you determine when is the right time to do that?
Well, you never know. You know, again, you always think about, you know, we have Eli in the prime of his career, and you actually hope this quarterback never plays. But, again, what if he – you know, what if Eli's – you know, something happens? You know, you want to have a guy ready to go, and this guy fits the pattern that we need.
Do you think it's legit that he can challenge David Clark for the backup job?
Well, it'll be some competition there, that's for sure. Will be some competition. We like competition at every position.
It's a different dynamic. I mean, I'm sure you're interested in what the room looks like. And Eli's never had a younger, you know. He's always had the veteran pretty much around him.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a big deal one way or the other, but it'll be competition for that number two spot, that's for sure.
Was there some, you know, with Eli and David both over 30, was there some desire to maybe, you know, not have a backup who's also over 30?
We're just looking for a good player to be the backup quarterback, and just we're fortunate enough to secure this young guy, and we'll see where it goes. And again, you know, maybe he'll never play here. You know, we hope Eli plays for a long, long time, and maybe this young man will never play. But if he has to play, we think he has a good skill set to help us win football games. Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Any other Syracuse?